You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Gene here at the New Classical FM. There's a lot of always, it seems like never-ending news stories, but particularly around this time of the year as we head into the winter months, there's always stories about the homeless situation here in Toronto, which is a growing concern. I mean, right outside our studios here, they're building a new shelter.
Right.
A homeless shelter, which brings me to what we're going to talk about next. Today marks the launch of the 10th annual Holiday Hope Fund that we have done with to help raise money for the Scott Mission, an organization that has been making a tremendous difference to Toronto's disadvantaged for almost 75 years. And joining us, I always say, I wish we didn't have to do this, but we're very pleased to have Holly Thompson, Director of Public Relations at the Scott Mission, joining us this morning. Good morning, Holly.
Nice to see you.
Hi, good morning.
I guess for listeners who don't know, why not start off by giving them a rundown of what exactly the Scott Mission does?
Yeah, well, the Scott Mission is best known for our homeless support. So we have hot meals, we have shelter, we have a drop-in program for people who are homeless every day of the week. Yeah. And then we also have our food and clothing bank for families in need to help stretch their tight, tight budgets.
Yeah.
And then we have youth programs. We have after-school programs, summer camp programs, and daycare for young kids.
And particularly with the Holiday Hope Fund, another thing that you guys do is you have a I guess, like a toy bank.
Yeah, so we have a free toy store for families who are registered for our Christmas support. So they can receive a special bag of groceries. They receive a grocery gift card so they can buy, you know, whatever is special for them during the holidays. And then we have a free toy store so parents can go and choose toys for their children.
How many families can you accommodate?
We have 2,600 families that are coming for Christmas
good
support.
Good Lord.
Yeah. Every month we have about 2,000 families that are coming on a regular basis for food and clothing support.
Wow. Thank goodness for you guys.
Yeah. It's an amazing program, and it's supported by the Holiday Hope Fund.
With good reason. With good reason.
Do you find that, I mean, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but the need grows more each and every year?
Yeah, it gets a little more difficult. You know, the rent gets a little bit higher. The cost of living gets a little bit higher. So it's hard on families, but then it's also hard on people. You know, the homeless situation is difficult in the city. It's hard to find affordable housing for people.
Oh, yeah.
But it's also hard to keep housing if you're, you know, if you have issues that lead to homelessness as well. So it's a difficult situation for people in need.
Mm-hmm. Now, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, after you.
Okay. How do you manage when you see, I mean, there's so much sadness that goes along with this, being deprived and being, you know, or disabled or whatever. How do you manage?
Well, I manage mostly by knowing that some of the things that we do make a difference for people. So we, you know, serve meals in the morning that keeps a person going throughout the day.
Yeah.
But then we also have, you know, programs that help people transform their life. So it's not just surviving the day, but it's leading into thriving the rest of their life.
And another good thing, I was looking at your website. The great thing about having been around for 75 years is that you know what to do. You know how to help people. I saw your, you know, the meal a day, the hot meal a day is like 10:30. You know, and I thought, why isn't it at 8? You know, but they're not going to work. You know?
Oh, yeah, and but it's also in the morning time. We have our meals at 10:30 and 11:30, and it's fills people up for the rest of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But I like as well, like you were alluding to there earlier. I mean, you offer programs that, I mean, not only do you get people a hot meal a day or give them a place to sleep, but you offer programs to help them get out of the situation that they're in.
Yeah, and that's what we want to do more and more for people is help them move past where they are right now.
And do a lot of people ask for that? Are they in tune and seeing the importance of that?
Yeah, especially once you have your basic needs met. So if you have shelter and food taken care of, then you start to be able to think about what's next for my life.
Yes.
What can I do what can happen next. Mm-hmm. So we see a lot of people asking for help with housing or jobs. Or
And especially this time of year, right, Mike? It's so important.
Mm-hmm. Especially, yeah, as we get into the cold weather.
Yes.
I mean, you know, people need a lot more.
Yeah.
Now, to date, over the 10 years, we've brought in through the Holiday Hope Fund approximately $250,000. Do we have a goal for this year?
Well, last year we brought in about $40,000. Mm-hmm. So I would love it if we could get to that amount again. That would be amazing. Mm.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is up to you to help us beat that goal. And we're asking because so much is being done by the Scott Mission, giving them much-needed food, clothing, shelter, as we were mentioning, kids' toys. You can make a monetary donation, cash, check, or credit card, by calling 416-923-2400, or you can donate online on their website, www.scottmission.com. Holly, thank you so much. You've taken time out of your vacation to drop in today to talk to us. We appreciate that very much. And here's hoping that we can help a lot of people this year.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too. Holly Thompson, Director of Public Relations at the Scott Mission. Again, today marks the launch of the Holiday Hope Fund. If you can make a monetary donation to help out the people at the Scott Mission, all the fine stuff they do, again, the number 416-923-2400 or online at scottmission.com.